This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback says he has accepted President Donald Trump's nomination to serve as the International Ambassador for Religious Freedom. If confirmed by the Senate, he would leave Kansas as the conservative fiscal policies he's championed have been unraveled and head an office that monitors and works to fight religious persecution worldwide. As Stephen Caranda reports for the Kansas News Service, Brownback appears to be relishing the opportunity.
I am honored to assume, if confirmed by the Senate, such an important role.
Governor Brownback, a devout Catholic, told reporters gathered in his office that he had taken communion a couple hours earlier.
If other people do it in different parts of the world, they risk their lives or could face death, and some have faced death for doing it. I took communion. And people face death around the world for a simple act.
Former Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, now with the 21st Century Wilberforce Initiative, served in Congress with Brownback and helped create the Office of International Religious Freedom in 1998. Wolf says Brownback's past work in places like Sudan has prepared him for the role.
I mean, it's not a walk in the park, and you're dealing with very, very tough regimes. And Sam is very tough, but very, very compassionate. So I think it's a perfect fit. I think this job was made for Governor Brownback, and Governor Brownback was made for this job.
Rewind 5 years, and Brownback had the same room in the State House packed with satisfied conservatives.
I want to thank everybody for coming today. Just delighted to have you here.
In 2012, the governor signed the law that slashed individual income tax rates and eliminated income taxes for thousands of business owners in Kansas.
But let me say clearly, we will meet the needs of our schools and our most vulnerable, and our roads will get built.
Not at all. That was completely untrue.
That's the top Democrat in the Kansas Senate, Anthony Hensley. He says the tax cuts strangled revenues, meaning the state had to borrow from the highway and pension funds. School funding levels were ruled unconstitutional.
Of course, the governor, I don't think, could foresee that his tax experiment was going to be such an abject failure as it was.
After wrestling with budget shortfalls, Brownback began losing support from even some Republican lawmakers, and his approval ratings fell. Last month, legislators overrode Brownback's veto and rolled back many of those 2012 tax cuts. House Majority Leader Don Heineman says there are some positives to Brownback's limited government philosophy, but he voted for the override to stabilize the budget.
We are entrusted with the responsibility of ensuring the government functions properly. And that takes a certain amount of money to accomplish that.
But Brownback's conservative allies, such as Senator Ty Masterson, say he'll leave a positive mark on the state.
Brownback was able to bend the growth curve of government down. He has saved Kansans billions in taxes over his term here.
University of Kansas political scientist Patrick Miller says the rollback of Brownback's tax cuts will be a mark on his legacy.
Certainly we can look at the totality of his career and see some successes and some failures, but this will be the policy that really writes his Wikipedia page in a decade or so.
Brownback himself points to the tightening of abortion regulations in Kansas as among his biggest successes as governor.
We are a culture of life state, and we're not going back. I've signed 19 pro-life bills.
Those same laws garnered criticism and lawsuits from abortion rights supporters. But Kathy Ostrowski of Kansans for Life says having Brownback in office energized social conservatives.
He's inspired some of the conservative leaders who had terrible bruises from the last couple decades. And he said, hang in there, stay with it. We're working on a project together. Let's keep working. Let's shoot higher.
Brownback has not said when exactly he'll step down, but it will depend on when Senate hearings begin on his nomination. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Collier, also a Christian conservative, is in line to become the next governor. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.